हरे कृष्णा। डोंट ट्रीट इम्पर्सनलिस्ट इम्पर्सनली, दे आर नॉट ऑल द सेम। द भगवद्गीता टॉक डिस्कसेस इम्पर्सनलिस्ट्स इम्पर्सनलिज्म, द फिलोसॉफिकल आइडिया दैट द एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ इज अल्टीमेटली इम्पर्सनल एंड दैट वन शुड वर्शिप at the absolute truth impersonally, and contrast that with the personal conception, worship of the personal conception in the 12th chapter. So Arjuna asks in 12.1, which is better, evam satata yukta ye bhaktastvam upyasate ye chapyaksharam avyaktam tesham ke yoga vittamah. So those who worship your personal manifestation, those who worship the impersonal, which is better, who are better, who are more intimately united with me? And Krishna answers very categorically in 12.2, mai evam मनादत्स्व मय्येव मनावे मय्यावेश्य मनोये माम नित्ययुक्ता उपासते श्रद्धया परियोपेतास्ते मे युक्ततमो मतः. एंड दोज हु डिवोट देमसेल्व्स टू माय पर्सनल मैनिफेस्टेशन, दे आर द बेस्ट. नाउ इन द नेक्स्ट टू वर्सेस कृष्णा डिस्क्राइब्स द वर्शिपर्स द इम्पर्सनल. ये त्वाक्षरम निर्देश्यम अव्यक्तम परिपासते सर्वत्र गमचित्यम च कूटस्थमचलम ध्रुवम संयमेन्द्रिय ग्रामम यम्य समतंत समंतत ते प्राप्नुवन्ति मामेव सर्वभूत हितेरतः. सो कृष्णा डिस्क्राइब्स द इम्पर्सनल एब्सोल्यूट, कृष्णा डिस्क्राइब्स द क्वालिटीज ऑफ दोज हु वर्शिप द इम्पर्सनल एब्सोल्यूट, एंड देन ही सेज ते प्राप्नुवन्ति मामेव, दे टू अटेन मी. इन द नेक्स्ट वर्स ही सेज दैट दिस पाथ इज डिफिकल्ट, क्लेशो धिक्तरस्तेषाम अव्यक्त आसक्त चेतसाम अव्यक्ता ही गतिर दुखम देहवद्भिरवाप्यते. कृष्णा सेज इट्स नॉट ईजी टू प्रोग्रेस ऑन दिस पाथ, इट्स डिफिकल्ट, देर इज डिस्ट्रेस, दुख एंड क्लेश, यूजेस टू वर्ड्स टू डिस्क्राइब दिस. सो बट स्टिल इन द प्रीवियस वर्स कृष्णा सेज ते प्राप्नुवन्ति मामेव, दे टू अटेन मी. एंड गीता कमेंटेटर विश्वनाथ ठाकुर एक्सप्लेन्स दैट दे अटेन कृष्णा इन हिज इम्पर्सनल मैनिफेस्टेशन. That means that because they are worshipping Krishna in the impersonal manifestation, so they will attain Krishna in the impersonal manifestation. Ye tamam prapadyante tam sathaiva bhajamyam. As people surrender unto him, Krishna reciprocates accordingly. So the point is that Krishna does not deprive them. Krishna grants them also elevation. So sometimes when we hear the word impersonal is, we think that impersonals are offenders of Krishna, and that they are very, that they are to be condemned. That is not at all the Bhagavad Gita's position. Yes, there are not all impersonalists are the same. The Bhagavad Gita does talk about impersonalists in negative terms, strong negative terms, in 9.11 when it says that 9.11 and 12 when it says that अवजानन्ति मां मूढ़ा मानुषीं तन्माश्रितं परं भाम जानन्तो मम भूत महेश्वरं मोघाशा मोहकर्माणो मोहज्ञाना विचेतसः राक्षसी मासुरीं चैव प्रकृतिं मोहिनीं श्रितः. सो इट टॉक्स अबाउट दोज हु कंसिडर हिम टू बी कंसिडर हिज ट्रांसेंडेंटल फॉर्म टू मटीरियल, दे एवरीथिंग देर एंडेवर देर नॉलेज देर होप्स फॉर लिबरेशन ऑल ऑफ देम बिकम मोघ, दे बिकम फ्यूटाइल, दे बिकम लॉस्ट. And Krishna says they can even embrace atheistic and rakshasi masurim chaiva, demoniac views. So here at Krishna is talking about specific kind of impersonalists who are offenders of Krishna's personal form. There are many people who may be nominal impersonalists. That means they are not philosophical impersonalists. They are not really studied philosophy and to understand how the personal absolute is. They are not going about arguing that the personal absolute is lower and the impersonal absolute is higher. The impersonal absolute is illusion. This is not. They are simply under impersonalist influence, and they are attracted towards the impersonal manifestation because they have not yet associated with devotees who can explain to them the attractiveness of the personal manifestation, and that's why they don't have attraction towards the personal manifestation. So those who are simply attracted towards the impersonal manifestation without being offensive to the personal manifestation, they are not offenders, and they are actually spiritualists, and they too will become elevated. So for example, the Bhagavatam says that the sage Shamik Rishi, whose son Sringi mistakenly cursed Parikshit Maharaj, Shamik Rishi was an impersonalist. And like that, there are many references to sages who were impersonalists, and they are respected. Because impersonalism is also a valid spiritual path. It may not lead to the highest spiritual destination, and it may be quite difficult to progress along that path. But it is a spiritual aspect. It is one spiritual manifestation of Krishna, the impersonal manifestation, and that can be attained. So from the devotional perspective, because there is no opportunity to love and serve Krishna, so devotees find it undesirable. But that does not mean that impersonalists themselves are to be condemned. We cannot paint all impersonalists in the same brush. Yes, those impersonalists who offend Krishna, yes, we have to stay a long distance from them and we have to counter their misconceptions. But there are other impersonalists who are not offenders towards Krishna. They are actually serious spiritual seekers. And they will attain Krishna in the impersonal form. So, we are ourselves personalists. That means we are seeking the personal manifestation of the Absolute Truth. And then we also should not treat impersonalists impersonally by painting them all in the same brush, by labeling them all as offenders. Rather, we can by intelligently recognizing what is their disposition, we can act properly with them, and we may well become the instruments of Krishna for elevating them to a higher understanding. Thank you. Hare Krishna.